was great.
Here's what, dude, you want, now we're talking history. Don't get me started.
PH?
I was watching fucking that Netflix Pearl Harbor doc. Got me fucking going, dude.
Really?
I get so pissed when I think about what the fucking Japanese did to us on Pearl Harbor, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, in the fucking, it must be because it's British. They interview Japanese survivors of Pearl Harbor, like the pilots.
What?
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
Kamikaze survived?
They didn't use kamikazes yet. They weren't that. They weren't getting.
Oh, so they bombed.
They weren't getting whipped yet.
So they just bombed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they kamikaze.
No, there were no kamikazes at Pearl Harbor, but.
My mistake.
They did kind of. They had like these things called midget subs. They were essentially suicide missions. They just sent two dudes in like tiny little subs.
To do what?
Fucking, I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Boardwalk piers?
Yeah, I have no idea what they were doing. The midget subs were trying to fire like one torpedo, and then two dudes would just be stuck in this thing.
What?
Yeah, we blew one up, which is pretty funny.
That's good.
Like early, before Pearl Harbor started, they found a midget sub like in the harbor, and this ship was just like, what the fuck's that?
And they just blow it up.
Just two Japanese dudes. They got hit with like a depth charge.
Oh my God.
It's like a 10-foot long fucking boat.
What?
Midget sub. Yeah, it's like a little tiny thing, but they got hit with a depth charge. They must have got eviscerated.
Yeah, dude.
They got hit with a bomb that was the size of their boat.
I mean, blowing up underwater is probably kind of cool, though.
It probably hurts so bad. It's probably just pressure.
Yeah, but explosion, too. So you blow up and then explode, but water rushes in?
I think they're just knocked. You're just fucked.
You think you're gone?
You're knocked out immediately.
True.
If a depth charge hits your fucking tiny sub...
Yeah.
Just you and another dude, like, oh shit, they're onto us.
You don't think they're getting like, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold.
True.
Oh, I'm all fucking wet.
Fire
now.
And
shit.
Water.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
But no, they were interviewing fucking pilots. The guy was like, I hit the wrong ship. I wish I'd hit the Utah. That still bothers me.
It's
like, you piece of shit.
Oh,
it was
really?
A sneak attack. Yeah.
Oh, they're still talking shit?
That guy was still kind of talking shit. It's like, bro, you know what happens. Stop talking shit.
Yeah.
You must have forgot, dude.
Did they?
Don't make us come back over there.
Don't make
us come back over there. He's a cook on the ship.
Okay.
Black dude.
Yeah.
Because they had segregated back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the most you could do as a black dude in World War II, for the most part, was like fold shit in the Navy.
And they this let guy, them, they fight?
Dude, he was, Doris Miller was like the boxing champ on the boat. He's jacked.
What?
Wait till you see a picture of this
he
dude.
He was just folding
like,
shit?
He looks like a fucking NFL linebacker today. He's like.
What the fuck?
When Pearl Harbor, when it popped off, he was running around trying to help people, being like, fuck this.
I'm shooting this.
Getting on a fucking, you've never fired an anti-aircraft gun.
I couldn't imagine.
He just strapped himself in and was like, just fucking planes up. Just like, yo, I'm so good at this.
I mean,
this.
Dude, would anything be fun after that?
No.
Imagine how fun that would be to like literally shoot planes out of the sky.
Especially when all the honkies were like, you can't handle these guns.
Yeah, and just true. Be like,
which he never fired in his life.
What?
And just started taking out pilots.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. He's the man.
Just flipping that last egg
jacked.
Over. Just flipping that egg over easy and being like, it's time.
Yeah, it's time for me to go, dude.
Hit the anti-
you hear the sirens, you're like, enough of this cooking bullshit. Doris Miller.
Did he get hero recognition?
He did get hero recognition.
That's what's up.
They named a fucking boat after him. They got another one coming out.
Damn.
He died like 3 years later in the war.
Did he really?
Yeah, on a different ship. Still. Beast.
Fuck that rules. Just dudes with like, just two groups of dudes with very minimal original thoughts in their head, just strangling each other.
Yeah.
Just because they have to.
Yeah.
Literally
coal
had
miner
to do
and
it.
A dude from Japan meeting in a fucking volcanic island.
Just.
And people are like, go.
Just
and
stop.
Like, all right. Okay.
Just stomping each other in the head and shooting each other.
He was telling stories about throwing grenades back and forth. He's like, now the Jap threw a grenade. I said, one, two. I threw it back at him. He threw it. Like, just two dudes throwing bombs at each other. Oh, man.
Just playing hot potato.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
With almost no fear of death on either side.
Yeah, true.
A bunch of Walters who were not afraid.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There was a bunch of dudes out there that obviously feared death.
Yeah.
They were humans. But there were Walters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta win
do
this
yourself
war.
A favor. Walter Filipek.
Yeah, that is funny.
It's a YouTube video. It's an hour and a half of just a dude sitting there telling you stories about World War II. And he's like, totally. Tibble, get away from the camera.
I mean, could you imagine the glory of that dude in like a VFW? Ponying up.
So many stories of World War II that are fucking just Walters, dude. I love thinking of an army of fucking Walters. Like the Japanese and the Germans had no idea that America was populated with dudes from coal mines in West Virginia that were like, Yeah, I shot the prisoners. I done it.
Yeah, it was just dudes.
It was cruel, but I done it.
They just took orders their whole lives. Yeah. They're like, go pick those weeds, boy. And they go out there and pick the weeds. And like, you're going to go fight those Japanese.
He's like, all right.
All right.
He's like, yeah, it rained for a month. I didn't like it. What could I do? So I shot him. It's like, nice, dude.
That's so, dude, those dudes were so fucking strong, too.
Yeah.
Just like 1940s farm boys?
Yeah.
They're the strongest.
Dude, literally a guy from a coal. His dad was in World War One. Came back and worked in a coal mine for 50 years. Then he was like, I want to be like my dad. And he just went to the coal mine, started working. And they pulled him out when he was 18 to go in World War II.
Imagine being a Japanese 19-year-old getting strangled to death by one of those guys. Just having the coal miner's hands around your neck. Like, yeah, you better hold still there.
Yep. Yep. Come here now.
Come on now.
Now you're shooting at my buddies, so now you're dead.
Fair's fair. Yeah. Fair's fair. It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
No harm, no foul. Gone back.
He was going through and he was talking about, I'm sure I've said it 1,000 times, but he's talking about how some of the Japanese would have grenades, the wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'd go over to check on them and they'd take out, because we would send medics to try to help. So Walter would just go around and shoot everybody that was wounded. He would just execute. He was executing prisoners and shit. And he was like, he looks at the camera, he's like, yeah, it's cruel, but I done it. He keeps going like, yeah, I fucking did it. It's the best. It's so good. Just him, the Japanese picture. Yo, chill. His words. He's like, his sergeant told him, he was like, Walter, take that prisoner out. Bring him back to the back lines. Be back in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know what that means. Go execute a prisoner. So he goes out with this Japanese dude and he's like, give me that picture in your hand. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, so I shot him and I took the picture.
I didn't see that
so
one.
So fucking funny, dude. He holds it up and he's like, here's the picture I got from that Jap. Now this here's them cutting off heads. Yeah, I don't know if they, he's like, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told. They're chopping off heads.
I mean, dude, imagine you're just a farm boy from back then.
He was from West Virginia. Someone goes, you're from West Virginia? He goes, West, by God, Virginia. And then they're like, were you scared? He's like, no, I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't care if I died. I still don't care. It's the best. It's the best. It made me so happy after watching that fucking Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Japanese pilot.
Saw the enemy.
I saw the enemy fucking laughing, dude. He was laughing about what happened.
Although, you know, that's what the gentleman used to do.
One more. Tojo. He was the admiral. He was basically the head honcho in Japan. Pretty funny story. I never looked up what happened to him. When the United States occupied Japan, they went to arrest all those leaders. Mm-hmm. He tried to kill himself. He tried to shoot himself in the heart, and he missed.
They'll do that.
Yeah, they,
you got to get them quick.
You got to get the Japanese quick. They're going for it. They're going for the button. He tried to shoot himself in the heart. He missed. He was like laying there, and his quote's like, everything we did was justified. Fuck you pussies. And then he lived, and they were like, you're going to jail. The United States resuscitated him just to hang him.
Oh, no. Did they really?
Yeah.
They dishonored him.
He was in jail for a while, and he got new teeth. Damn, Tibble's coming down. The whole gang.
Nice.
Nice. Who gives a fuck? Yo. He had to get new teeth, dentures, while he was in prison. And the American dentist who gave it to him carved Remember Pearl Harbor into the back of his fucking teeth.
So he could lick it and feel it?
Yeah. Oh. But it was in Morse code.
He probably knew Morse code. If he was an admiral of the Navy, he probably was pretty versed in Morse code. That sucks. You had to lick the Morse code.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Dude, if my enemies engraved
fuck,
Morse code in my
so
teeth.
Pissed.
Imagine the first time going, huh?
Be like, oh yeah, fuck, I did that. Like, these guys are pissed.
I got busted, dude.
I'm gonna get fucking hung for this.
I feel like that's a level of trouble that's so much trouble, it just kind of, people are like, eh, we got you. People aren't even pissed at that point.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, yeah, we got you, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you're the worst. You're one of the worst dudes ever.
You got
it. You're in trouble. You're bad.
That's so funny. The dentist got him like that.
The dentist. What a G, dude. Everybody likes to say hard times make good men, and, you know, good times make soft men.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times make fucked up evil people.
True. Sometimes they
hard
do.
Hard times, like World War One, you get some Hitlers.
True.
You know?
True.
And you get World War Two, which, you know, we like the movies, but boy, that was the worst thing of all time.
Pretty bad.
It was literally the worst thing that ever happened to the Earth.
But then after that, what happened? People pulled
Japan
their pants up.
Japan started making fucking VCRs.
That's what I'm saying.
We started telling everyone what to do.
We pulled our pants up. Everyone, the world after that, we had a 50-year period where everyone pulled their pants up. So it's
that's
like,
what fired me up. I remember that when the Japanese...
We'll get it back.
When the Japanese were going to war with America, they were like having war discussions. Should we attack Pearl Harbor? Should we start this war? And there were dudes, half of them had studied in America. Most of their officers had studied in America, and they were like, don't do it.
Yeah.
This whole thing is, it's a field. They have all the food and industry in the world.
Yep.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
And they did it, dude. And they found out. They learned a very valuable lesson.
True.
The hard way.
He pumps
twice.
Japan, he pumps Japan up big time. He's like, Japan
rules.
Like, literally ruined their economy.
Yeah, but then sometimes those countries act up when you sanction them.
You destabilize them.
That's what the Japanese did. That's true. Why that happened. That's why Pearl Harbor happened. We hit them with some sanctions.
Yeah, but.
And they said, not today, bro. Then we said, actually, yes. You better listen.
They dropped the big Mario bullet, dude.
Yeah, they did, dude. They dropped two of them.
Yeah, that was. They were good sports about that, I would say.
They handled it pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
They're good sports.
Hey, Tom.
They're good sports about that. You would think they'd be like all on some Death to America shit. And they're like, you know, we'll show you America. And it was just like VCRs
all day.
Yeah, shit. Nice.
Yeah, I think.
Good job, boys.
I think they had a feeling. They're kind of like Germany. They were like, yeah, we were a little out of control there.
Yeah.
Germany
yeah.
feels pretty guilty.
True.
And the Japanese were right there with them as far as. Sure. Getting rowdy. It's a good thing we ended that war.
Yeah.
Before those boys got
those 47s.
Ooh,
boy.
Japanese would have been in trouble. If you could count how many there were. And said. You.
In the stadium?
In a stadium of 100,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to target that one
40%.
Cheerleader.
It's got to be the same as the
It's got to be a Japanese death camp. Probably a 40% rate.
Yeah.
Dudes from fucking Tennessee, please. Please. Yeah. Makes me sick.
Yeah, fuck. I hope
she's probably so hot.
She's hot.
She's probably so fucking hot.
She's hot.
In that orange cheerleading uniform.
Yeah.
Whew.
She's hot, bro.
So show me a picture of this young racist.
Yeah. Let me see. Let's see if I can
find... I thought she was
A&M.
No, Tennessee.
No, Tennessee. Yeah,
this might be the hottest young racist out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, the hottest new racist. Who's this hot?
I got to find the tape. But yeah, dude, Fox is a total brain scramble, man. If you're watching the Fox and then you're watching the commercials, it's got to be.
It's crazy. All those channels are fucking.
Well, dude, this is the thing I can't reconcile with people who are, what'd you say?
Nothing. No, just a Tennessee cheerleader holding up a letter.
I've been watching a lot of women's programming, like murder stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Hanging out with the
lady. No, it's. I was watching one. You know that guy? Do you remember the guy who, like, killed his whole family out in Colorado?
No.
Nah.
He, like, buried his wife and kids, like, in, like, an oil rig or something?
Nah. That's girl knowledge, dude.
I know. All they do is listen. All they do is listen.
Shut up. This reminds me of, I was listening.
To kill time. You're done looking at
I was done looking at, no, I was just looking at cheerleaders. I was just looking at college cheerleaders.
Did you find her?
No, I just looked at different cheerleaders. But I was listening to. Shut up, Chris. Every once in a while, I listen to, like, just whatever the top podcast is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's called My Favorite Murder is the number one. It's just two chicks talking about murders. It's chick stuff.
Yeah.
But the one girl, this is my favorite thing. So I've never listened to this podcast. It's like always top two or three.
Yeah.
It's crazy how popular this is. Turn it on. So that means these girls are millionaires, by the way.
Yeah.
And
is it morbid?
Not that that has anything to do. I didn't get past the first 4 minutes because this girl was like, thank you for joining us on My Favorite Murder. First off, wild name. My Favorite Murder. And then they cover actual humans that died.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just two girls like, remember that fucking guy who buried his family in the backyard? What a fucking crazy story.
Yeah.
But it opened with one of the girls. Bad. One of the girls' cats died. Her 16-year-old cat died. And she opened the podcast by being like, thank you so much to everybody who's been reaching out to me about, and she's like, and he's the reason I'm so brave and strong. She started crying because her cat died.
Holy
her
16-year-old
cat died. And she gave a speech at the beginning of the podcast about how him being in her life gave her, like, bravery.
Yeah,
and she was like, he brought so much joy to so many people's lives. Just like, yo.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's a whole cat, dude. The whole culture is like fucking crazy.
It's
like,
crazy.
Like the episode that I was watching was like, this guy kills his whole family, which is horrific. So I'm like, all right, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open and shut case. But
turns out his wife said the N-word. Now it's a little tricky. Now.
Dude, they're like.
Was she in eighth grade?
Well, they spend the whole time looking at footage of him, like, because there's like all this cop body cam footage of like after they like these people go missing, them like talking to him and shit.
Yeah.
And he's trying to like cover it up, obviously. But then they like
naturally he's trying to be like.
Then they start
what?
Like
what wife? Yeah, yeah.
There
like your wife and child are missing.
What?
Wow.
What fucking wife?
It's crazy. Dude,
they start looking at this guy's life. He has no history of violence whatsoever. Like everyone around him is like, yeah, he's like totally a normal guy.
Chill.
Never did anything like wasn't like killing cats never as a did kid. Sign. Wasn't doing like. What is that?
Don't even worry about it. Tell your fucking story. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
It's nicotine, bath salts.
Just joshing, bro. Be cool, bro.
Zine out, bro.
How cool does fucking Chris look?
Out, dude.
Chris looks like some fucking peppermint Zine himself. What is that? You look like cool mint. You look cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Is that Nordic dip?
You look like a fucking.
What does he look like?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was listening. I apologize.
So, he no history of violence whatsoever. No history of violence whatsoever. Then it starts coming out. This lady was like treating him like shit.
Well,
for like
she's yapping
for like
she's
8 nagging. Years, just ripping him.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah. But then they show text where she like asked him what kind of vegetables he wanted for dinner, and they just kind of like gloss
she
over.
She knew she was pushing it.
Well, they have a revolution where she's like, man, I guess like I've been really terrible to him for like a really long time.
Damn.
So, and then there's like two more text messages that are like, what kind of greens do you want? I got some like steak for dinner.
So it turns out, so their revelation was that his wife sucked?
No, but it's like they didn't investigate that really at all. They just like they hinted at it and then they like get back to him being
everybody's
a piece of
wife.
Shit. I don't know, man.
Dude, you should come hang out at my house, dude. My dad
family,
gets crushed.
His family didn't go to the funeral. Didn't go to the wedding.
Because she was
when
so
they
bad.
Got married, the family didn't go to the wedding.
Right, so we're not talking classic nagging. We're
talking
a super bitch.
They were like saying that like, and they were like, well, his family hated her. Because,
they said, hey, buddy, I'd love to go to your wedding, but your wife's a fucking bitch. We've said our piece. We're not going.
And in the documentary, they're like, well, they hated him. They hated her because she wanted to move out to Colorado. They're from like North Carolina or something. And then they go to like an interview with the family, and it's just like the mom is like, I could never get along with that woman. She's a nightmare. And it's like, well, that has nothing
the
to do with
the mom's like, I
would have
killed
Colorado.
That bitch if my fucking son didn't, which he didn't.
They're like, are you going to investigate this at all? Like, whoa. Yeah.
Did he kill the kid? He killed the kids?
Oh, he killed. He killed everybody.
How many kids did he have?
He killed everybody.
How many kids did
he
whack?
Killed two kids. I mean, he's like, he's a fucking horrible person. But
how'd they
like,
catch him?
So wait, you were listening to this like, man, this wife's a real bitch.
Well, I was like, are we going to look into what this lady was doing at all? Someone with no history of violence kills their whole family. We're not going to examine why that happens.
Valuable information, yeah.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
hear you slightly.
Put that
family
in trickle
doesn't
that
go to the wedding?
Cosmo.
Like, what is this woman
so
doing?
So you like, after Columbine, were you like, well, what were those kids saying?
Yeah, I am. I'm wondering what those kids were saying.
That'd be a nice article on nice boys. Cosmopolitan, like Cosmo magazine, just like women who got murdered.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Here's 10 tips to get murdered if you want to be on your favorite podcast. First, marry a docile man. Second, break his will over a decade. Phil, dude, watching Phil rope-a-dope my mom, it's pretty impressive.
What comes
down and just fucking nails him, dude. Because he just sits and drinks and watches sports. So she, you know. She
peppers him up, yeah.
She has a problem with that. She doesn't like that. But
what does she want to do?
It's like, what he does every day.
Yeah.
So she's mad at that every day. It's pretty fun to watch.
How does he get out? How does he...
He just swallows punches. He's a wedge, dude. He is a fucking wedge, dude. He just sits there and gets drilled, and he's just like... he'll look at me sometimes and be like, Jesus Christ. He just fucking weathers the storm, dude. Then she brings it. She brings the heat.
Does she really?
Oh, she'll come down and bring the heat on him. And he's just like, Jesus Christ.
You got to start getting them like date night.
Every once in a while, he's like, shoot me in the fucking head, huh? It's pretty good.
You gotta start getting him like date nights. Sign them up for like.
Well, that's the thing. He won't do anything with her.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta sign him up.
Which, you know, they're fucking 65. Date nights are, it's over.
Yeah.
2 years into a relationship, I'm done with dates. I'm going into full wedge on the fucking recliner, getting yelled at, just like, whatever, bitch. I don't know what her problem is. Oh. We're going to Notre Dame. I'm wedging on the couch. I'm blacking out.
Oh my god.
It's a killer tradition to simply, you just have to lock down a woman and then totally ignore them.
Fully tap out of the relationship,
yeah,
mentally.
Fully tap out. Just check out, sit there, watch sports. Anytime they're like, do you want to hang out? You're like, oh my god, again with the nagging. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was good though. I mean, it was so fucking funny. Because then, all right, this is me to my mom. My mom's a sweet lady. I love my mom. She's sweetest. Great. She's so funny. She's very nice. But she fights with a lot of us. She's not – everybody in my family is argumentative. Chris threw that in my face once, seriously. You remember that? Yeah, you threw that down my gullet? You scum?
That cost me. That
you
cost
attacked
me
your family?
He is in front of women. We had two girls. We were hanging out with – we had very nice women.
You talk about the honor of your sister?
Talk about swallowing punches. I was swallowing punches.
Oh, you guys were hanging out with partners. I thought you were hanging out with your sisters. You guys were hanging out with partners.
We were hanging out with sexual partners that we had met in a casino.
And he attacked your sister.
And I – so Chris and his sexual partner started fooling around a little bit. And I said, what the hell is going on over there? Just to fuck with him. And he spazzed. It was like, your whole family's a piece of shit. And I was like, oh my god, Chris.
It's just funny thinking about how drunk you were at this point, just being like, oh.
No, I wasn't Shane's, that bad. I had my wits about me. Nice. He may not have.
Shane's strategy for flirting is annihilating the man standing next to him.
It's a good move to flirt, dude. Let him know you're an alpha. You destroy whoever you're around. Like, look how fucking shitty that guy is.
30 minutes ago, we were friends.
He's turned on you.
Yeah.
No, Sniz got around, and Chris gets very, my precious. Oh, you ever see, you talk about it. You ever see a little dog, the little dog with a sock?
You're going to accuse
little
me.
Little dog with the sock?
Accuse me. You're going to accuse me?
No, I can get awfully hard on you. But it's funny because you're usually pretty funny about it. And then eventually you do erupt, which is the funniest part. It's the funniest part, dude.
It's the juice in the gusher.
It's so funny, dude. When he spazzed and he was like, your whole fucking family does this, like where it's like talk shit to each other. Oh, and it just, good. First off, that was like a revelation. Mm-hmm. Nobody had ever like hit me with that. I was just like, yeah, I guess my whole family is kind of shitty. Like, I guess we do talk a lot of shit. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what happens is he winds up shitting all over me. Is, whatever girl he's interested
it's in. It's a war of attrition. It's friendly jabs. No, I hit him with as many. No, it's jabs. It's not hooks.
It's not friendly jabs.
It's not hard hooks.
Because the conversation
jab,
is.
But
his girl is like, oh my God, you're the man.
No.
And then I have to explain to the girl I'm with why I'm friends with him. That's the whole conversation. No. Whatever we were talking about turns into like, so you're friends with him? And
Chris.
Yeah, no, you should have seen him 20 minutes ago.
Trying to divide.
Yeah, you should have seen him before this. Before you guys showed up. No, that's crazy. I would never.
Oh,
that's
so
have funny. You ever seen this behavior from me?
Never attacked me in front of a lady.
I would never attack you in front of a lady. Lemaire, have you ever seen this type of behavior?
Oh, my God.
No.
Not once, have you?
Bunch of yes men.
Bunch of yes men? Yeah, you think Matt and Lemaire are yes men?
No. But I don't think Matt's
been Lemaire's
in the same
more of a
situation.
Yeah, man. Sure.
But no, I don't think we've ever been in a sexual tag team situation.
Yeah.
Technically, we had a three-way in South Bend.
I've never harnessed your sex. I've never really been around your sexual energy.
I'm very sexual.
So, yeah, yeah. So that might be what it is.
Very.
He's very punishing sexual
very
energy.
It's just an orbit, dude. Yeah. When I get into sex mode,
if a girl even is like, oh, he looks cute. Shane's just like,
Dude, what a nasty thing to say about me. Do you hear this song? I haven't said one nasty thing about him. Not one nasty thing about him.
When we were in Indianapolis, like some girls came up and said, "We're just saying, just talking to me."
What
and
is
he goes,
this?
He goes, "You he's fucking put a hat on, you faggot." Yeah, he said, "What does he say? You put a hat on, girls think you're cute, you little faggot." He's like, "Oh my god."
That's funny. It's so funny.
I'm not saying it isn't.
You wore a hat that night on stage, and I was like, "You wear a hat, I'm you think you're fucking some big shot." It's just a joke. Now imagine, Matt. Now let me defend myself because you've just come in here and wedged me. I've been nothing but nice to you. So imagine if you can, if girls are talking to a guy and you come up and be like, "You think you're fucking cool because you're wearing a hat?" And the person you say that to is like, dude, you know me. It's impossible to stop. So like once I see an ounce of like, Shane's being hard on me. I can't stop.
He felt himself getting lifted. He was like, oh,
he's wedging me.
now it's if I see him walking up, it's just full panic. Like I gotta get ready to get.
I come
hammered.
In. I support you. I support you. I do nothing but lift you up.
If I'm wearing a thing and someone comments on it, my entire night's ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
At that point, I just want to go home.
If Shane sees me smiling and a girl within like 6 feet of me, it's trouble.
It's fun. It's fun to do.
It's trouble.
It's fun because the stakes are high. Because if Chris is talking to a girl, it's time. Yeah. He's very serious. And like, don't fuck this up for me. Don't fuck this up energy. So obviously, you know me, dude.
No.
Gotta do it.
Sex is nothing.
It's disgusting.
Sex is for women. My energy 100%. Is like, oh, I'm out with my friends, my boys here. Like, this is great. We had a good show.
God.
And then he walks up. And it's just like, you fucking piece of shit. I'm like, Shane, this is my good buddy. You fucking
you think you're wearing a hat? You wear a hat? You think you're big time?
It's just like, oh.
So do you know him or are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking. Getting that girl question of like, are you guys like friends?
No, I remember why. Now I remember why that was. Because these girls were standing there and they're like, "You were our favorite," to Chris. And I was just like, fucking wear a hat. You think you're fucking cool?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So you're in a submarine war mode at that point. You just go,
oh,
locked eyes on the target.
Yeah. And I locked on one of those targets and I smooched. I smooched that night.
Smooched?
Petting? I only smooched. No like petting.
I think you smooched multiple days.
I smooch a lot.
You smooched
and
a lot.
And that was during COVID. That was the beginning of COVID.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Gotta smooch.
Have to smooch.
You gotta start getting real into strictly smooching.
I am.
Oh, that's hot, dude.
I'm into strictly smooching.
Just smooch me. Oh, no.
Say,
no.
Ma'am, can we kiss? That's what I say. I say, can we kiss?
Oh.
Say, ma'am, pardon me? Can we smooch once? And Chris sits there and he's like, "Why can't I smooch?" No, I want to smooch.
I get real quiet. I was like, Shane's going to take one of them off somewhere. And then I can.
That's disgusting. Then I can take bloom. One of them off.
Yeah.
And you can bloom.
Oh, now imagine him blooming. How fun that is to fucking destroy. Him peacocking around girls.
Me and full bloom. And then Shane, who I think is done for the night, walks back out. That's trouble.
Great.
Close back.
And I just get stomped on.
Chris, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. How are you going to act like I treat you poorly? I care about you.
That's so fucking funny.
Golly, makes me sick. Although watching LaMera try to bloom pisses me the fuck off. Watching LaMera try to wear like a cool outfit. If I see you, that's why you've never experienced it. If I see you talking to a girl, I'm coming down hard on you. As hard as possible. If I saw you, if I walked into Helium and LaMera was wearing a cool outfit and talking to like a decent or pretty girl, I'm on that 1,000,000%. I'm trying my best to ruin that.
Why?
Because that's funny. You don't think that's what you would be in there? Dude, what do you mean?
Oh,
why?
It's hilarious.
You would be all over
it. I'm with you. I support.
No, all right, let me paint the scene.
Build people up.
LaMere's wearing a sweater vest.
Yeah.
With an untucked dress shirt underneath it. He's talking to a pretty hot chick who seems to be interested. Mm-hmm. You're not coming in there. And
I don't personally, I wouldn't break that up, no.
But
now, if I started to break it up,
it would be very hard.
I would you jump in? You tell me you wouldn't jump in.
I'm saying I have a tough time. If there's blood in the water, I have a tough time not jumping in on
that's
that.
That's the funnest part.
That is true.
That's the best part.
Disrupting someone's ass during COVID, it's tough, dude.
That's great. That's so funny. It's so funny, dude. It's a Serengeti out there.
Yeah, but I'm also a dead animal. I'm coming from the school.